Welcome to the 31 Plays in 31 Days podcast series. This is Rachel Bublitz, your host. In August of 2012, we challenged playwrights from around the world to write 31 plays during the 31 days of August. This podcast series features 31 plays that were originally written during the 2012 31 Plays Challenge. If you're interested in registering for the 2013 challenge, please visit 31plays31days.com. And now this week's play.
A Dinner Party Goes Awry by E.J.C. Calvert, directed by Sunil Patel. Tavis Kamat as Mike.
A wealthy white man in his 30s. Has a great haircut.
Colleen Egan as Lydia.
A beautiful, thin, wealthy white woman in her 30s, Mike's wife.
Peter Townley as Other Mike.
A wealthy white man in his 30s. Wears a bow tie.
Claire Rice as Sylvia.
A beautiful, thin, wealthy white woman in her 30s. Other Mike's wife.
And stage directions read by Caitlin Evenson. Setting in a dining room. At a fancy dinner party, the two couples are laughing. Everyone has a glass of wine, but no one drinks, ever. They laugh and laugh. Mike pounds the table. Other Mike tips back in his chair. Sylvia covers her mouth. Lydia's laughing so hard she's crying. They laugh and laugh and laugh.
That's a good one. Oh, Lydia.
Great joke, Mike. Very funny. Didn't you think so, Mike?
I did, Sylvia. I don't believe I've ever heard such a very good joke.
More tiramisu? I couldn't eat another bite.
What a wonderful dinner party. Thanks for having us over, Mike.
Of course.
I love dinner parties. This was a great idea.
Me too. Nothing I enjoy more than a pleasant evening with friends during which no devastating secrets are revealed, which forever change how we feel about each other.
Mike throws his wine glass down, splashing wine all over the table.
God damn you, Lydia!
They freeze, staring at him.
How dare you bring up our secret!
He collapses onto the table, sobbing.
Oh, dear.
Maybe we should go.
Don't be silly. It's vitally important that we all stay together to hash this out, no matter how uncomfortable it makes us.
How about we all let these high emotions cool off and have a calm conversation at some point in the future? We wouldn't have to worry about our relationships being irreparably damaged.
No, Sylvia, Lydia is right.
But Mike...
We have to do this.
Other Mike rolls up his sleeves.
Could you pass the wine?
Lydia passes Other Mike the bottle of wine. He pours more wine into his glass and refills Mike's glass.
Thank you. I can't take it anymore. All the secrets. All the lies. They have to come out.
Mike! No!
Mike stands on the table.
We ate the baby.
Lydia shrinks down in her chair as Sylvia and Other Mike stare, uncomprehending.
Didn't you hear me? I said we ate the baby.
Glad we got this all taken care of. Would you like to take some tiramisu home?
We ate the baby.
No? Okay. Have a good night. We should do this again soon.
Lydia and I ate the...
For fuck's sake, Mike, shut up!
We ate the baby. It wasn't stillborn at all. We ate it. We marinated the baby in soy sauce and vinegar and shallots. And then we ate it with rice.
Silence. Sylvia covers her mouth with her hand.
So, let me get this straight.
We ate the baby is what I'm trying to get across here.
But you've been trying for so long. It was your miracle baby.
That's true.
And then you just ate it?
Well, when you say just...
What I need to know is if... did...
Was there baby in the raviolo?
Other Mike points at Sylvia and nods.
What? No!
No,
that's crazy. That's gross.
We invite you over to our house.
Absolutely not. That's weird.
Oh my god.
I'm going to go throw up.
Other Mike exits.
Sorry. There's a second bathroom upstairs if you...
She's going to be an adult about this.
Excuse me?
I have a good feeling about it. You're going to be mature, aren't you, Sylvia? Anyway, it's not like we had a choice. It was going to go bad. Baby doesn't keep forever.
Sylvia gets out her cell phone and dials.
What are you doing?
I'm just calling Mike.
Offstage, we can hear other Mike's silly ringtone.
Hi, honey. It's me. Are you done puking yet? What? Hello?
She turns away from Mike and Lydia, whispering.
I need you to come back. You can't leave me alone with these people. Get out here right now.
She hangs up and turns back to them, faux laughing.
What a joker.
Other Mike returns warily.
Why don't you have a seat, Mike?
I really think we should go.
Don't you want to ask us why?
Not really.
Why? It was Mike's idea.
As you know, I've been having a lot of trouble lately with writer's block.
He starts to get choked up. Lydia hugs him.
Poor Mike. It's okay, darling.
I want so badly to be a writer. But I'm having trouble writing. All I want is to write things that people will like enough, that they will give me compliments, and everyone will tell me what a good writer I am, and that they are jealous of my talent. But I don't have any ideas. The ideas just aren't coming. Then I thought, I've got it. Lydia is pregnant. We should eat the baby.
That's it?
Well, yes. Don't you understand? It was an idea. And I have no clue where it came from. It just popped in my head.
Poof.
Just like that. I hadn't had an idea in so long. There was no way I would deny this one.
And you agreed to this.
I'd do anything to support my husband.
Thanks, darling.
You're welcome.
Mike and Lydia kiss.
Oh.
Well, I don't expect you to support us, Sylvia, but you don't have to be rude.
Ugh!
Wait, Sylvia. Think of the Higgs boson.
What? Don't tell me you're on their side.
No, of course not, but listen. The God particle. That thing that makes everything everything. It's real! Probably. Difficult to detect with current equipment, but the Large Hadron Collider at CERN is finally providing the opportunity to discover its existence. Now stay with me here. The Higgs boson is thought by scientists to give mass to all the elementary particles we're familiar with. We're proving the existence of the thing that makes existence. Full stop. But the God particle itself? It exists in the world for less than a septillionth of a second. Far shorter lifespan than a blink, even. A septillionth of a second, Sylvia. Do you know how many zeros that is? Don't you see?
No.
It's a science metaphor!
It's very specific.
I read about it in a science magazine on the internet.
Well, thank you for the metaphor, darling, but I don't think it applies.
But I was reading about it all day at work.
You can tell me all about it later, okay?
Fine.
Now, we really do have to go.
I'm afraid I can't let you.
Pause. Other Mike sprints for the door. Mike grabs him. They have an awkward fist fight, during which Lydia and Sylvia stand back squealing. Mike wins the fight, throwing Other Mike back into his chair.
Oh, no, I never win fights.
Well, what are you going to do? You can't keep us here against our will.
But you know too much. What if you tell someone our secret?
Maybe you should have thought of that before he blurted it out.
I had to get it off my chest!
No one's blaming you, darling.
I am!
Cut it out.
No!
Lydia slaps Sylvia. Sylvia slaps Lydia. They have an awkward slapping fight, while Mike and Other Mike watch from a distance, squealing. Lydia wins, throwing Sylvia back into her chair.
Shit! Well, what are you going to do now? Eat us?
Oh, no. You're far too old to eat.
Well, thank God for small favors.
Maybe we should.
Oh, no!
No, Mike. We can't eat people who've eaten people themselves. Isn't that how mad cow disease came about?
You're right. But then, How will we ever solve this problem? Oh, I know.
Mike pulls out a gun. He points it at other Mike and Sylvia. They duck, covering their heads.
Well, guns don't solve problems. People solve problems.
People solve problems with guns.
He shoots them. The gun makes an ineffective popping sound, but other Mike and Sylvia die all the same, slowly and histrionically. When they finally stop moving, Mike puts the gun down.
And to think, all we ever wanted was a nice, quiet evening with friends.
Lydia and Mike shrug. End of play.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to help spread the word about the 31 Plays in 31 Days project. Visit our website, 31plays31days.com, to learn more and to get involved. The 31 Plays in 31 Days project was founded by Rachel Bublitz and Tracy Held Potter. This podcast was recorded and edited by Taylor Gonzalez and Thomas Kessinger.